Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Vinny has gone to warn the cats, while Susan and Tucker follow Julian to open the gate for the rats. Susan carries Tucker, and Julian tries his best to keep them from talking as he growls at the rats around him. When rocks start to fall and Susan and Tucker get separated, she doesn't know what will happen next. The Rat King, Chapter 16. They left the Rat King behind, to her surprise, Julian leading the way, a long line of rats following, but keeping some distance between themselves and the tall, lean silver bangle. She knew why when one of the scurrying creatures came too close to his large paws. Julian lashed out with an almost casual motion and sent the rat flying into the wall, the squeal of its pain lost in the squeaks of the others. Susan shivered a little, Tucker still firmly in her arms, as her friend headbutted her for comfort. "When I tell you to run," he whispered in her ear, "run, okay?" She caught his eyes, hers widening. What did he know that she didn't? "No talking," Julian snarled at them, "or I separate the two of you, no matter what the king said." Susan didn't say anything in return, though she wanted to. Tucker's claws poked through her shirt just enough to warn her to hold her temper. She'd defeated the silver trader before, and her fear of him, now that they were out of the range of the Rat King, if not his rats, had almost gone completely. "I'm not afraid of him," she whispered to her friend, defying Julian's order. Tucker's green eyes sparkled in return. The walk seemed to take forever, Susan's feet already sore from being forced to step on the pebble-covered ground in her socks. At least Tucker's warm fur and the exercise of the journey kept her from being too cold, her t-shirt barely enough to ward off the chill of the tunnel. It was hard to hear anything over the constant squeaking of the rat army that followed them, though she was sure at one point she caught the gushing sound of water somewhere off to her left. That reminded her that the last time she'd been underground, she'd fallen in the river and almost drowned in the waterfall, and wondered how close they were to that same place on the far side of the city walls. close enough, it seemed, because Julian fell back for a moment to turn and address the rats. "The gate is ahead," he called out to them. "Be quiet and follow my orders, or the king will feed you to the cats." Susan was surprised they listened, silence falling and only the occasional squeak escaping. The rats even fell in line, no longer leaping over one another, hovering like a river of their own, made of red, watchful eyes. When she turned back toward the tunnel ahead, she noticed something, and before she could think it through or stop herself, Susan stumbled forward. The trouble was, Tucker had his own plan and was leaping out of her arms, straight toward Julian, even as she took action. That meant when Susan's shoulder hit the stone wall and the loose rock she noticed there, sending it tumbling to the ground, Tucker was already landing on the traitor's silver back, his teeth closing on Julian's scruff. Susan fell forward as the tunnel wall collapsed behind her, horrified. "Tucker!" Too late. She scrambled away, crying out in pain as small rocks rained down on her, sealing shut the way behind her and cutting her off from her friend, leaving Tucker trapped with the rats. Tucker ducked a large rock as Julian twisted around and lashed out, stones collapsing around them while the rat army screeched in terror and retreated, leaving the two panting and furious cats to face one another. But before the silver bangle could attack, a giant rock struck his shoulder, sending him flying backward, the glow of orange power rising from him as Julian's sixth life escaped him in a rush of magic. Dust clogged Tucker's lungs, choking him while he threw himself away from the rock slide, desperate to save Susan, but knowing she was beyond his reach now. He hesitated a moment, aware that Julian was vulnerable, just as a huge pack of rats returned, frantic and frothing. They attacked, but mindlessly, their fear swallowing thought, madness on their faces. So much so that when he leaped over them to escape, they spun and lunged for Julian, who snarled in surprise. Tucker made a choice then, racing back down the tunnel, panicked at leaving Susan behind, terrified himself she might be hurt or worse, on the other side of the rockfall, but knowing the only choice he had left was to escape. He would find a place to hide until the rats cleared the way to the gate, and then he would make his move. Tucker just didn't know the underground well enough to do anything else. Besides, there was no way the Rat King would allow this to stop him. Susan may have slowed down the rat attack, but Tucker was positive the delay was only temporary. He just had to stay safe and out of the way until they made a path home. While hoping Susan had reached the city herself, he couldn't let himself believe otherwise. Whatever the truth, he was out of options back the way he'd come, and quitting wasn't something he would allow. With hope the only thing keeping him moving, Tucker galloped over, through, and around the fleeing, screeching rats, determined to let nothing get in his way. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.